This episode of InnoFeed podcast that speaks to nutritionists, formulators, and professionals of the animal nutrition and feed industry who are at the forefront of the changes and innovations in the sector. I'm your host, Bernard Gozlan, feed ingredient specialty expert. In today's podcast, we are speaking to Eric Philippe, co-chairman of the association Thank You Algae, that promotes the use of algae in human food and animal nutrition from responsible and sustainable sources. Eric is also the president of the association Valorial, the number one network devoted to agri-food innovation through a collaborative network. At last, Eric is an expert of the agri-food industry and has a long and extensive career in the feed business as a former manager of the animal sector within the Avril Group in France. So welcome, Eric. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, hello, welcome. I'm very pleased to be here with you and to talk about the food transition and feed transition in the world, which is a very important theme today.
Thank you, Eric. So we will not keep our listener waiting any longer. And I start with the first question about your professional background. Can you talk a little more about your experience within the feed industry?
Yes. I am an agronomist from Purpoint, Toulouse. I have had many experience in building food chains from field to plate. First of all, for nearly 15 years, I was the co-creator and CEO of company Alto, leader in the production of potato crisp in France under the Bretz brand. For this, we have developed potato production in Brittany and built the first factory in 1993. Subsequently, and for 10 years, I headed the Glon-Sanders Group, which became the animal production sector of the Avril Group, well-known in France and abroad for the business in feed and expertising in breeding. And we have developed a production and processing sector for animal production from breeding, feed expertising with Sanders Mixed Science, and processing food with eggs, pork, poultry meat, cattle. And we have delivered the food processing and distribution industry in France and abroad. And now for 5 years, I have been involved in the agriculture transition. So I co-created the Merci les Algues. We say Merci les Algues and no thanks you for algae. It's because the French words are, I think, can be understood all around the world. So the name is the Merci les Algues Association, which I co-chair and which promotes sectors and products that use algae or seaweed extract to reduce the use of antibiotics and pesticides in agriculture. Finally, as you said, in the same spirit, I am invested as president in the Valorial Competitiveness Cluster in Western France to promote food innovation adapted to current expectations and challenges as a safety, low carbon production, local production, good taste, competitiveness, new products, new method of production, and new foods. That's my expertising, and that's why I think it's interesting to talk with you about how is going the new production, the new food and feed production in the world. I think it's changing very, very fast.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Thank you for this very nice experience, and sorry for translating in English. Merci les algues. Yes, you're right. It's everybody is understanding that. Eric, do you think that to feed the world, breeder animal production has always to find a way to decrease production costs at the expense of animal well-being and carbon footprint? Is there another way? How do you find a virtuous cycle that can positively connect consumers and the world of animal production?
Yes, in the food industry, we have taken the cost reduction and the industrialization of processes very far. This has often been down to the detriment of the food quality of the produce and the detriment of the environment. We have reached dangerous limit for human health, animal welfare, and the environment. So as I can say, the search for the lowest price has led to dangerous choices in the use of chemical alternative. However, the cheapest is often the most expensive if you factor in the long term all the financial impact on the environment and health. So reducing the use of synthetic chemistry in agriculture or in the food industry, changing so often the bad practices for the environment and animal welfare is essential, you can say also vital, and can be done, I think, at a reasonable additional cost, reduced from 5 to 10% maximum. This additional cost can be absorbed by more reason and local consumption. This approach is also essential for me to maintain meat consumption in the population, which is increasingly more and more opposed to current animal breeding practices, which are increasingly revealed in the social networks. So I think really that communicating about these changes and modifying them is the only way to keep the desire of consumers to consume meat, and therefore to save the animal and agro-industrial sectors attached to it. For me, it's really the main changing in the way to produce and to keep our consumers.
Yeah, very, very interesting. I fully agree. An extra small extra cost, and if you really improve this good cycle of improving the carbon footprint, well-being of animals, and environmental impact, in broadly speaking, it's really worth to go this direction. You were talking about communication, Erika. Don't you think that the animal production has a strong deficit of communication, explaining these new initiatives that are raising all over the world, and that this low communication hurts breeders that work properly in the respects of this animal well-being and of the impact of the production of the environment? How do you explain this lack of communication of our industry, and how to change this state of mind?
Yes, I actually think that the agriculture world has a poor communication, or even a false communication, with consumers. This is increasingly revealed in, I think, social networks and in the press. And the agriculture world has allowed bad practices to be carried out by certain producers in search of short-term profits, and without denouncing them. Today, I think that all farmers are paying the price with strong consumer mistrust. It's what we can see in France, but it's going more and more in all the countries. I think that this has happened as the world of cities and countryside has drifted further and further away. The people of the cities no longer know the realities of the agriculture and animal husbandry. We therefore softened the advertising message on the TV for that. And now they know that. The development of feed industrialization has, moreover, created a distance in the knowledge of practices. And we sometimes do not want to reveal what we are doing in certain sectors. It's not a good way. Intimately, this is a mistake. Consumers, I think, really are ready to understand breeding constraints if they are explained and respect animal welfare as much as possible. This is very strong in some countries and will develop in all countries over time. We see more and more that transparency in the production will ultimately be the rule to gain consumer trust again. So that's a way of more and more startup working on this to bring more transparency on the chain production, to talk to the consumers, and we must go in this way. I think it's what is the best way to follow.
Okay, so if I well understood, we consumers are listening more to the bad practice, were maybe and certainly a limited number of breeders and companies were doing, let's say, not a good way. And all the nice initiatives that are really moving the production to a more positive cycle, they are not talking. So they are not. How to change that? So how to push the good initiative more on the social networks?
By the transparency, because we will be obliged to go to the transparency, and I'm sure that the consumers are ready to understand what we are doing, if it's quite a good way with the type of production. Often when you have some consumers who come in the farms and visit the production, if it's well ordered and well done, they can understand and they are not afraid of that. What is bad is when we don't show them the different practice and the excessive bad practice of a certain company or certain farmers. We must combat, we must fight against that. And transparency, I think, will give the way to many food industry chain to change.
Yes, yeah, I fully agree. Do you think that some countries or some area in the world are leading this change of working differently, working more for answering the consumer expectation on quality of a production and a new practice that really impact on the environment and on animal well-being? Do you think there is some areas in the world? What do you think about
I think in Europe we are quite in a good in this way for long times, more and more, especially in the north of Europe. I think in the USA also we have a lot of initiative. I think the consumers have wants to do that in California and also in the east part of USA. But we saw that more and more also in Asia, in China, where we have some very bad practice with some scandal, you remember the milk and so on. And main part of the population is very aware of what is done. And often they buy some produce from other countries. So it's certainly a way to the China government to try to do that much better in their own country. So this preoccupation is coming more and more in all the countries, because we know that we can reveal actually a problem for health and for our environment of the bad practices in all the countries. But Europe, USA, and a part of China, I think Japan, Japan or the exigence of Japan. So when they buy some produce, it's very, very hard to go in Japan because they are very aware of that. So it's a developing, it is in development in all the countries.
Yes, very interesting. I agree. I think, remember a story on my experience. Was in Korea talking with a purchaser of a large feed company, and he was telling me that he was always looking for very cheap raw materials, but he has a lot of troubles with the farmers, who were saying that finally the feed was not performing enough for them. So he changed his mind and decided to buy more high-quality raw materials. Mm. And what happened? The price of a feed increased, but the consequences on animal health and the spendings of medicines for carrying animals were going down. Finally, you make more money. So I think, yes, for sure, there is a way to change breeders to go more on more sustainable way of new and interesting practice and not and improving the margin. It's not decreasing margin, I think so.
No, not decreasing. Because when you are on the low price, you are always another company who has a lower price than you. So you can win money. And I can repeat it. The cheapest is often the most expensive when you factor the long-term financial impact on environment and health. And I think more and more people know that. And as we said, often we have made some low price in with some choice, which is to replace some good produce with bad produce or chemical produce, and offer the difference. If we avoid to do that, it's not more than 5 or 10%. So 5 or 10%, if you are looking with the waste we are under consumption. If you have more locally production and consumption, you can absorb 5 to 10%. I think.
Fully agree. Very interesting. Well, so let's talk now about this very interesting initiative of Merci les Algues. Can you explain a little the history, where the origin of these initiatives of Merci les Algues, and what such an initiative can contribute to change the vision of consumer can have on animal production and on agricultural products, broadly speaking? Can you explain us?
Yeah. So Merci les Algues, I think Merci, you know, it's well known everywhere. Merci, it's like a French touch, you know. Merci les Algues is a quite new association because it's from January 2020. And we bring together and we federate the different players in the food production chain. And they share the Merci les Algues, which is a label, because they use algae or seaweed extract to produce differently by reducing the use of synthetic chemistry in agriculture processes. So fewer antibiotics, fewer pesticides, fewer additives. So Merci les Algues is an ingredient brand for consumers to explain them how and why the products they buy are better. This helps to educate them about the efforts of farmers and businesses who want to reduce chemistry in agriculture for the health of people, animal welfare, and respect of the environment. So we are working on the basis of technical programs to introduce algae in farms or on crops. And they are made available to the farmers who commit themselves in parallel to reduce the use of synthetic chemical in a proportion which can range from 50% to 100%, depending on certain crops or livestock. And these technical programs are mainly developed by Olmix company, which is well known over the world for is produced for animal welfare. And this is the initiative of this association. And Olmi company produce algae and algae extract for application in animal farms and on crops. And now we develop that. Olmi is only one member of the association, but is one of the founders of the association. So if I can resume that, it's at the interest of Merci les Algues food chain is to communicate positively to the consumers as soon as producers and farmers improve the practice. We don't wait. All was done is done. We make the communication step by step. It is like a continuous improvement process that can be followed and supported by consumers. Because the way is to explain and to show the different progress of the farmers when they use natural produce as algae in their process of production.
Okay. Yes, very, very interesting. And I think that, can you explain us is this type of initiative can spread all over the world? I mean, is there also this type of initiative in other countries in the world, or is it really something that is at present pretty unique in the world of using algae for animal production and pushing all the agribusiness to be more aware of the interest of this kind of molecules and raw materials to be used in as far as we are concerned in our animal production? Is there any other area?
The production of algae and the know-how that it's interesting for agriculture is well known more and more, and in all the countries of the world. You know, the Seaweed Coalition, which has been created in March of this year to develop this initiative, is very important. What is specific with Merci les Algues is that we use this capability of the algae to do this best practice. We do that to make a good communication over the all along the chain production, the food chain production. We are working about program. We use different type of algae and other natural produce, and we want to have a result on the final produce, less antibiotic, less pesticide, less additive. It's like a program. So we are making the experimentation on the chain, food chain in France, because the initiative was created in France with different production in eggs, in broiler, in pigs, and we are looking also for milk and cows, and we do that also with crops. So I think we have only 1.5 year age old of the association. So I think when all that will run more and more, I think it can be also a vitrine, an example for all the countries, if they are interesting to do the same, because this message addressed to the consumers is the same in all the different countries. So we hope really that all the initiative and the examples we are doing in France can be a way and an example to develop it in other countries who have the same preoccupation and who have their own production of algae also, and they can do it.
Okay, very, very interesting. So we are talking about animal production, but I can imagine that you can find algae or algae extract in other food products for human. And I saw that in your association, you have more and more members who are coming from the food industry, not only the feed industry. Yep. Is it correct?
Yes, it's right. It's because algae, you know, it's is using in plenty of produce, and we use it and we don't know it, you know, for the texturation emulsion. You can use it right now, but we don't know it. And so we wanted to make the promotion of all the using of algae. So that's, of course, for feed. We talk about crops, but also for food. And we have an example in France, specifically in Brittany, where we have plenty of small producer who fish the algae, produce the algae, and sell it to the market, but very not really well known. It's a lot of some small companies who do that, and we are very far from what we can see in Korea or in China, for example. So we see that more and more people are interested in algae consumption. We can see that in the retail, in the shops, where we have more and more offers of that. So we want to use also this brand label, Merci les Algues, to have a positive communication for all these producers and all these offers, and to have a better communication and exchange with the consumers that can make an acceleration of the development of this produce. So I think that in the months coming, we'll have more and more produce. We have one produce with haricot de mer. I don't know how we can say that. The name haricot de mer and kombu, we are producing with lacto-fermentation and selling in the specific shop in France. And interest is growing very, very fast.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you very much. Thank you for your explanation and this experience on your association. I wish you plenty of success for future.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks a lot. We'll reach the end of this episode. Stay tuned on InnoFeed, the podcast of feed professionals and innovators in the sectors. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.